till the storm passes over.
Come out of the world, oh my people. Sing the
truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Let's move on here. Let's move to something else. This scripture that changed my life. Remember I said health is more than just food? I believe stress creates disease more than anything else. Stress creates disease. And there's nothing that will create stress more than broken relationships. And the adversary knows this, because when somebody has a broken relationship, what do they run to? The comfort food. And that's not healthy food. It's comfort food, but it never makes people feel comfortable. And they run to that. Divorce will make people eat unhealthy, distress them all this. And look, if somebody's got the disease and they're not getting healed because they're not following His word, a disease or a divorce are two things that'll take people away from Yahweh quicker than anything else. And the adversary knows it. Somebody's getting, oh, by your stripes you're healed. Not if you're eating McDonald's and they're not getting better. And then they end up getting sick, and everyone in the congregation is getting sick and dying and so on. So people start losing faith. You have to take action and realizing that He has a plan and you stick to it, and you'll see He could do all things, but He just wants you to be obedient. That was the covenant you made. But we spoke about this, and we spoke last time I was here about, for me, what is so important and so personal is the whole issue of looking set apart, acting set apart, thinking set apart, and being set apart. If somebody's standing next to you, without saying a word, somebody walking by should know which one of you are believers and which one isn't. But these oxymorons that are going on out there today, the greatest elimination organ of the body is what? Let's see who was listening last time. The skin, exactly. How many of you bought skin brushes since the last time I was here? You get yourself a skin brush and you just brush your skin, it opens up the hairs on your body. Opposed to clogging up your claws, your body, your skin, with deadly chemicals that they're known cancer-causing chemicals that's in the common popular makeup today. That's what's going on out there today. So if you're going to wear makeup, get a healthy kind of makeup. Makeup that's so healthy you could actually eat it. You know, but you can't take the average thing. If you're going to put it on your body, it's still getting in your body. And some people wear the fabrics they're wearing. Look, I'm wearing linen. This lets my body breathe. You know, this is, you know, linen and wool and cotton and hemp and natural fibers. You want to wear these things. But if I was wearing synthetic fibers and my clothes so tight that my hands were turning blue, of course I'd need makeup to put some color back in my hands. But that's what people are doing out there today. We are called to be set apart. I mean, look at me. If you see me anywhere, am I going to look set apart from your average person? We're called to be set apart. But, you know, set apart, you know, used to be the righteous look. People used to know that. Now it doesn't go that way. I mean, now I'm set apart all right, but people see me. And, like, I was in the city the other day, and I thought it was raining. I put out my hand to see if it was raining, and somebody put a dollar in my hand. I said, what's going on here? You know, but that's what's happening out there today. People look at you differently when you start acting righteously, because they're acting unrighteous. And then they start telling you things like, you're legalistic. Thank you very much. If I'm following the guidelines and instructions so closely where you recognize it, wonderful. You got every basketball and football player out there with diamond stud earrings. And nobody calls them crazy or anything else or an abomination. But me, you know, just because I have hair, because my Creator says I want you to have hair, I'm the crazy one, but they're wearing all this jewelry and stuff. When I was younger, if I just tried to put an earring on, my dad would say, that's not happening. But now you see these, what kind of role models do we have? You know, the way people are. And then you see Britney Spears and people dressed like Britney Spears and Hannah Montana and all these other people. This is crazy what's happening. And our kids are looking at these people for role models. So we get back to the oxymoron thing. Is anyone here, who's a doctor? You said are you a chiropractor? You are. Hey, that was a good guess, right? I didn't know. You never told me that. I didn't know. You will confirm and you will agree that The spine is connected to every organ of the body is connected to the spine. If you have a healthy spine, your organs are going to be working great. You need to stretch it. You need to adjust it. You need to keep it healthy. You know, one of the biggest oxymorons you must see on a regular basis and people do on a regular basis is walking in a doctor's office in high heels saying, my back hurts. No kidding. I spoke about it last time. If you want to be healthy, and this is a serious message, this, you know, I cannot, you know, some of you might joke about it. I might, this is a serious message, not just physically, but just spiritual implications for doing and messing with the things we shouldn't be messing with. I tried to give you every type of example I could last time without getting as direct as I could be that high heels are not healthy for the body, physically or spiritually. You know, they put your body in a position that your spouse should be seeing it in that position, not the world. Somebody said it best to me earlier. I said, those must hurt because their foot looked like it was stuck in there. I mean, really stuck in there. And she goes, yeah, it does hurt. I said, then why are you wearing it? And she said, because it looks good. We can't have that thinking. You know, if you're getting dressed and you're going to look in the mirror at your backside to see how good that pants looks, something is wrong. You know, we have to start understanding. We need to have a shirt to cover the areas that nobody should be seeing, not revealing them to the world. And where there's a cause, there's an effect. And a lady, I tell you ladies, do you want your man to go out there and look at other women? And you might say, no. Well, why do you cause other men to look at you? You know, we have to realize these things. This is a health message higher than you could ever get it. And I am telling you, you know, look at the head covering, for example. I'm not even going to get into head covering this time, but just understand, when a woman does wear a head covering, she's treated different by men when she doesn't. I don't get into if it's good or bad, right or wrong. I'm not even getting to that. I'm saying she's just treated different. Those are the facts. Well, I can also tell you, when a woman wears flat shoes versus high heels, she's looked at as different. She's looked at in a completely different way. And let me correct something from last time. It's not about heels. It's about high heels. I have shoes that have heels on them. It's high heels that are the issue. What people are doing today, and we don't think about it, they're getting higher and higher. People say, when are you going to cut your beard? I say, I'm growing my beard as long as I can. I say, when I start seeing people wearing heels shorter than my beard, then I'll know they're getting the message. My beard is longer than it was last year. Your heels are longer than it was last year. This is not a fashion contest. We need to set an example. We need to be serious about this thing. We need to get it. Go on my website and see the women I've interviewed and see what they say and how they've changed and their diet and everything. This one girl told me, I just saw her last week. She said, since she stopped shaving, you know, and she had an amazing testimonial. It was amazing. Her husband was there and everything else. It was truly amazing. And people said, look, I told her this and we agreed. I said, you know, some women will say, I'm not shaving. I don't want people to see hair on my legs. Well, nobody should be seeing your legs. The only woman that's worried about not shaving, the only woman that's worried about shaving her legs is the woman that worries about how she's going to look in her bathing suit. You know, because you don't want to go to the beach in a bikini if you don't shave your legs. You know, but we shouldn't be thinking like that. The world shouldn't be seeing your legs. The adversary is going to know how to create this issue and make a problem. He is. You know, I have a daughter. If I put my daughter in high heels, she wouldn't even be able to walk in them. And I'm sure none of you were able to walk in them when you first walked in them. You actually had to train yourself to live this painful thing. And I see Kim come up here and take her shoes off when she was worshiping. And people dancing with their shoes off when they're worshiping. But they put those shoes on. And something changes in their spirit. Something just changes. They take those shoes off, they're dancing, they're feeling the spirit and everything. But then something changes. Because I know the history of high heels. It's not a popularity contest. If it was, I wouldn't be saying these things. You know, but I know the history behind them. And I know how many people I know in ministry or in the congregations that are getting a divorce because of these issues. It's a serious issue, and it needs to be spoken about more. Somebody said to me, why do you pick on people with high heels? Look, would I not look different if I was wearing high heels right now? Seriously, you'd be thinking, That's wrong. And it's not a man thing or a woman thing. It just looks wrong. There are men wearing jewelry today. Years ago, you would have thought that's wrong. But now it's accepted. But that's wrong. You know, it says when we came out of Babylon, it says when we came out, do not mimic the ways of Egypt. Do not copy the ways of Canaan where you were going. Where'd the makeup come from? From the pharaohs in Egypt. And where all the high heels came from, the medieval kings. And men, it says in the scriptures, a man shall not wear what pertains to a woman. Uh-oh. The men were the first ones to wear makeup and high heels. But how crazy would that look if I was in high heels? Would you even listen to me? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me reveal something, ladies. If you're wearing high heels and a short skirt, most men aren't listening to you either. And while we're talking about oxymorons, it's an oxymoron to wear a head covering and a miniskirt. Do you get what I'm saying? You know, and this message isn't only for women. It's for men also. Men, listen. When a man of Israel took off his cloak, he had his undershirt on. His undergarments were not his outer garments. But today that's changed. Today that's changed. You know, people are walking around with these tight shirts to try to show off muscles they don't have. You know, it's changed. You know, so if I wanted to make a lot of money today, I would just have a whole new business advertising on people's underwears, because it's revealed everywhere you go now these days. You know, undergarments supposed to be undergarments. Look, when the priests were wearing shorts, it was to be an undergarment. So they didn't reveal they're naked when they were going up the steps. It was never supposed to be an outer garment. But today that's changed. The thinking just goes, it just goes wary. Go get my CD on this topic and you see how the health is connected to this. This is not preaching to the choir. I went to a Beyond Organic meeting with Jordan and everything else, and it was their convention. They might as well have called it Beyond High Heels. I mean, they made everyone here look like you're wearing flats. I mean, it was bad. You know, so I'm not going to go on through this for the heels much longer, but tell me somebody, do you get this? Do you understand? Remember what I said earlier. You might not change immediately, but you can no longer love the things that we once did and just accept it as normal. People are looking at you different. You know, we have to take this message, the full message. Get a book by Rabbi Shlomo Rush called Shalom, The Garden of Peace. You ever read that? The Garden of Peace. Oops, I hope you recommend it. I should have asked you before I said that. But it's a book that talks about these principles that talk about maintaining the relationships. And emotional eating is the reason why we overeat. It's the reason why we eat late. It's the reason why we eat unhealthy. It's the reason why we don't have control over our food and everything else. And I'm telling you, you know, the man's emotions are going to override any common sense when he starts seeing a woman walk past him in a tight skirt and high heels. You know, and the same thing the other way around. There's so much hormones in the foods today and drug in the foods today. Women are thinking like men. And then women are thinking these things as well. And it's creating a problem. It got kind of quiet in here. Uh-oh. Yes. Well, I decided I was going to try something. Let me go into this here. Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, so they can have life. Amos says, 5:14-15, seek good and not evil, that you may live. So Yahweh Elohim Ahos will be with you. 1 Corinthians 12:31, earnestly seek the better gifts, and yet I shall show you a more excellent way. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought Yahweh and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. And Wisdom 3:1 says, never forget the things I taught you. Store my commands in your heart. This stuff I'm saying, there's no command in scripture that says don't wear high heels or, you know, but I'm not saying if you wear high heels, you're not saved. Don't mix up my words. I'm not saying if you don't eat kosher food, you're not saved. Don't mix up my words. But I am saying the principles of scripture teach us to be set apart. And this is the standard of the world that many of us are adopting and bringing in the house here. And it's creating an issue. So I want people to understand how foolish somebody, not foolish, but how the enemy does these things. And I ask you, lady, how in the world can you walk the way you walk in these things? And my wife never used to see it either until I told her about this. And we were at the airport one day and she came up to me and she said, I can't believe these women are wearing these. Look, if you're wearing skin-tight pants, that's nakedness. It's not about covering the flesh. It's about covering the shape. So we get this. And you might think, not my man. He's a man of Yah. He doesn't think like that. A man's a man and a woman's a woman. You know? And we have to understand these things. You know? And when we get these things right, that's when, look, if we can't get our relationship with Yah great, and if our relationships with each other aren't great, and there are things we could do to restore that. And you talk about eating healthy and the energy we get from eating healthy and going the extra mile for our spouse because we've eaten healthy and doing these things. I'm too tired to give you a massage. I'm too tired to throw out the garbage and all this stuff. You know, well, we got to think about these things. So before we end here, and people are looking for some food before it gets dark. Before we end here, I'm going to try something I never did before for the first time. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to go over, but I just want to give you an idea how, not foolish, but how you've trained yourselves from walking as a little baby, learning to walk when you was 1 year old, to being a teenager, and now walking in high heels like it's, they're not even there. They're not even an issue. I mean, these things must hurt. Do they not hurt? What do they call the foot doctors? What are their names? Podiatrist. That doesn't even sound good. Sounds too close to a different doctor. But I'm telling you, wear those high heels, you'll be going visiting both those doctors. But that's what's happening out there today. So I want you to understand the way men think and help us men, okay? So next year or something, let's try I won't even say coffee for you. I'll give them the coffee. One day of the whole set, you can have coffee one day. Let's try a high heels free day. You know, and I'm talking about not even, help us men. Yeah, go for it. I'm not talking about what you're doing now. You know, this seems like an oxymoron to me. Everyone's coming in the door with high heels and taking them off when they sit down. I mean, that's like the people in when the United States started, the people in Europe and in early United States, they used to shave their heads and wear wigs. What's the point? It's like an oxymoron. So women, you understand the men, and now the man is going to understand the women. I'm going to try this. I don't know if he's going to invite me back. I've never tried this, but I'm interested in seeing. Let's have a drum roll. Can we have a drum roll? Okay. All right. I got my little back bag here. I got an extra pair for you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm interested in seeing because somebody told me they had 200 pairs of heels. So I said to them, can I try one? Look at that. How can you be comfortable in shoes like this? Well, I couldn't get my foot in this one. I could not get my foot in this. And the person that lent me these says, neither could I. I said, why do you have them? I said, why do you have them? You can't get a foot in. Because they look pretty. I said, well, do you wear them? She says, absolutely. I said, but you couldn't get your foot in them. She said, well, it takes some work, but it gets there. So, I have another pair here, and I usually don't walk around with high heels. I have another. Has anyone ever been here with high heels? Okay. I have another pair here that I think this will fit because they're open-toed. So I'm going to try to walk from here to there with these on without trying to fall down. And maybe I'll understand, is it something you feel when you wear these? Maybe I'll understand this. As a matter of fact, do me a favor, bro. Open up my bag on the floor there and get me a banana out of there. Because, all right, so I'm going to try this here. All right. Rabbi's giving me the thumbs up. And then if I'm able to do it, he's going to try it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, and I'm going to say, if the women aren't going to stop wearing high heels, all the men should. You know, I mean, we're supposed to be set apart, but let them see how foolish we look. Okay. All right. Can you wear socks with high heels? I don't know. Can you? No. Okay. Thank you. I don't know why I'm holding a banana, but I am. I don't know. It's like my safety thing. I just feel comfortable with the banana. Like, wait. Little children have their safety blanket. Because if I walk on a plane without a banana, they don't let me on a plane. But if I had a banana, they let me go. Okay. I'm taking my socks off. I didn't paint my toenails, which I won't even go there, but that's another one. No wonder why you're always late. All right, hold on. All right. I'm doing this right, right? Let me st- hold on to something. You're going to help me? All right. All right. All right. I got my banana. Wait. Let go. Let go. Now I know why Kim doesn't sing with shoes on. All right, I can get used to this. All right. We are to be set apart. I have a serious message for y'all. But unfortunately, if I went to some places today, I wouldn't be set apart. That's the problem we have. Women, do you get the idea? Let me tell you this. Is my butt sticking out? That's what the high heels make happen. We got to be careful. They actually, that's my color. It matches my pants. Did I match? All right. Don't tell my wife I did this. Okay. All right. So, in all seriousness, and also, and you know what's really scary? I don't know if I don't know names, so you don't have to worry about the names, because I don't know names. So it's a good thing I don't know names, because the person that was brave enough to let me borrow these, she said, well, I got big feet, you can borrow them, they'll fit you. And I said, are you sure they'll fit? She goes, well, they fit my husband. And I'm like, I don't even want to know about that. That's what she said. No names, I'm not giving names. But do you understand now what I'm saying, what heels do to the body? I mean, I need an adjustment later, okay? The thing is, so I pray and hope never to wear high heels again. Okay. Well, everybody, I'm your health watchman. My website is www.healthwatchman.com. And seriously, everybody, be set up. Everybody stand up. If you're wearing high heels, take them off. Okay, I do feel taller though. Listen, right now, with a big smile on your face, knowing you could be obedient and be set apart, and continue with instruction from this man right here, and continue with instruction from the Torah, which he's teaching you, right now, with a big smile and a lot of confidence, everyone say, I can do it. Look at the person next to you with even more enthusiasm and say, you can do it. Now look at the person on the other side of you and say, you will do it. And now that person, look back at that person and say, don't tell me what to do. Don't let anyone tell you what to do, everybody. It was
a lot of this has to do with the epigenetics of our the life and the world we live in and the way we bring up each other. There's tests and there's studies out, and they show that there are babies that have been lost in the jungle and grew up with gorillas and literally thought they were gorillas. Making sounds like gorillas, eating like gorillas, walking like gorillas. You don't think your outer environment has something to do with the way your brain develops when you're growing up? Don't be deceived, because it absolutely does. And when you have people out there that are living like that, we think about people saying, I was born this way. No, you were raised it this way. Do you understand that? I'm going to say that again. People saying, I was born this way. And I say, no, you were raised this way. That's a big difference. You weren't born this way. You were raised this way. So some kids today having two dads, no mom. It's a sick world we live in today. Well, I pray you're getting this and you stop making excuses. And you stop making excuses and you start taking action. And man, love the wife you're with, as it says in scriptures. Woman, your husband, that's the one you should be attracting, not the world. Men of the world. All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for being here. May you share this message if you believe this is true. And, you know, and I pray that this truth will help you. I lift you all up in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening. If you'd like more videos and audios about modesty, please go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can see a lot of information on this topic that I don't believe enough churches are speaking about. This information needs to get out, and I pray something I said this week on this radio program has helped you think more about this topic and consider it. And I pray it's helping your marriages and your relationships with your children, and you're leading and teaching them the right way. And what the Bible does say about modesty and what our Creator says about modesty. I really pray that churches wake up and people would start feeling embarrassed about coming to church immodest, and that people would speak up about it because it's not right and it's setting a terrible example. All right, everybody, you can pray with me every morning at 6 a.m. on my YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. You can also fellowship with me every Friday night at 8 o'clock on my YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And Saturdays, we do live Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you for listening, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503 Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. You served our country. Now let me, the home lady, serve you. Operation Veteran Home Ownership helps veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Thank you for the wonderful ministry, 39.9. My name's Joe. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.